The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks invade Madison Square Garden for their first meeting of the season against the New York Rangers. San Jose, over the course of the last eight games, is 5-2-1. That's a better record than the Rangers' mark in their recent eight games at 4 wins and 4 losses. Given the fact that the Sharks are coming off a shootout defeat in Philadelphia and the Rangers are coming off a very tough loss at the hands of the Winnipeg Jets in their home building, this should have a lot of intensity to it beyond all of the other things that go into playing in the world's most famous arena. For head coach Ryan Warsofsky, even though he grew up in Boston, it's a pretty special game to get behind the bench at the Garden.
Yeah, it's, you know, obviously I remember my first time coaching here a couple years ago as the assistant coach, and what a building it is. It's obviously sold out every night. There's great energy, and just when you walk around, the history you see in this building is remarkable. And that's, like you said, you know, I grew up in Boston, not too far away, and the teams that the Rangers had, you saw a lot of players go through here, and the teams, you know, their success as an organization. So it's obviously a cool environment to coach in.
Madison Square Garden definitely has a special place on center Mikael Granlund's favorites list.
It does, for sure. This is my favorite place to play as a visiting team. All the history, everything, everybody knows MSG, and I've always enjoyed my time here when I played here. So, you know, like when you're playing here as a visiting team, it's just great. So I love it.
Will Smith is pretty excited to take the ice in New York, too.
Yeah, it's probably number 2 or 3 on my list that I was kind of waiting for. It was probably Boston, Chicago, and here, so it's pretty cool.
But the real attention is going to be on the two former Rangers that step back onto the Garden ice tonight. One of them, Alex Wennberg, who was here briefly last season for their playoff run, and for Barkley Goodrow, who signed with this team and played with this team for a couple of seasons as an important component of the club. Goodrow is looking forward to the game, and he's had it circled on his calendar for a while.
It being MSG, I think that's always, you know, a trip that's circled on the calendar, and obviously a little more meaning to it this time around. So I've been looking forward to it, and I'm excited to get back there.
Given the fact that Wennberg was only here for a couple of months last year, it was a little bit easier for him to find the visiting dressing room.
This is what I'm mostly used to, but yeah, I mean, obviously a little different to be back here on this side of it, but like we just talk about it, it's just, I had a great experience here. Obviously, we came up short, but really cool place to play at. I mean, New York City, and had great memories as well with the family, having a daughter here as well. So, I mean, look back at this time and just have a big smile on it. So.
Wennberg also added the extra emotion that normally comes with facing a former team.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say, I mean, against every team, you try to always perform your best. I mean, I wouldn't say it doesn't really matter who it is against. Obviously, maybe it's a little bit more sweet to do it against your former team, but like I said, the ending with the Rangers was just good. I have no complaints about it at all. They treated me so well when I was here, so it's more fun to be back and see it all and kind of remember when you were here, but obviously it's a little fun to play against your old team and see what you can do.
The Sharks have made progress on this road trip with the victory in New Jersey and the 1 point that they got in Philadelphia. Obviously, tonight's game could be a big turning point for the team if they can take another step forward. Coach Ryan Warsofsky talked about where the team is.
It's funny, we talked last night as coaches, is, you know, we've taken 3 out of 4 points on this road trip, and I think a lot of teams would take that as a start. And we haven't played our best hockey. I think we've played, you know, 2 really good periods. And then you look into the Philly game, and we're down 3-0. And if you come back and say you get a point in that game, you're probably happy with it. You know, and we weren't really happy with our game. So I think right now we're finding ways to get points. But I still think there's another level we can get to as an individually and collectively as a group. And we got to keep, you know, can't get comfortable by just getting a point and a win and not trying to push the envelope and get better individually and collectively. So, again, I think there's another level we can get to, and we're going to have to get to that end of that other level tonight.
Mikael Granlund has provided a lot of leadership for this club since he joined the team. He gave us an assessment of where he thinks the club is at.
There's definitely some good things in our game, but at the same time, you can see there's so much more potential. We're not there yet, you know, like kind of as an individual, can we do a little bit better? As a team, we can do a little bit better, but just the feeling is like we get these things to click, we're going to be a way better team. And but at the same time, we're still getting some results right now, but there's some really good signs.
Alex Wennberg says things are feeling pretty good in the locker room right now.
No, it feels great. Obviously, I mean, playing a good team right now, but I mean, we're building on a lot of good things. Maybe not always playing our best hockey, but we're finding ways to stay in games. We're fighting till the end. I mean, even though we're down our goal, we just keep pushing it. So it's a lot of good things. So, I mean, I would say that every game we go into, we just got to work our hardest, be like the hardest working team, and just stick to our game, and it's going to work out.
And when it comes to young players like Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith dealing with the spotlight of Madison Square Garden tonight, Wennberg says that the veteran players on the team have done a really good job to be there to help the young kids along.
We have some guys that have played in the league for years and years, and you try to give them the experience, give them the knowledge you have, and at the end of the day, I mean, we're still here to win games and play hard hockey as well. So I think it's a great combo right now. It's going somewhere. So.
The Teal Report will continue in just a moment after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. Hey, Sharks fans, what is a Shark's favorite washing machine setting? FinCycle. But seriously, folks, PG&E and the Sharks want you to know that washing your game day jerseys and other clothes in cold water can save you up to $40 a year. Want to discover more ways to save energy and money? Check out PG&E's series, 7 Saturdays to a More Energy Efficient Home, at SavingsActionCenter.com.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Classic shoots, and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League, and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear, with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Stars.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
While the Sharks were in Philadelphia on Monday in that shootout game, the Rangers played at home against Winnipeg on Tuesday, and they lost a 6-3 matchup against the Jets, with Winnipeg showcasing why it's the number one team in the NHL right now. But coach Peter Laviolette said that there were some moments where the Rangers could have taken control of that game, and he wants to rein all that in tonight against San Jose.
Every game's a little bit different, and so I don't think you just put them all in a blender and say this is it. Like I said, I think we did enough things to win the game last game, but we did some things also that could help us lose, and that's the way the direction that the game went. You know, when it came to creating chances and holding possession and doing some of the things that we wanted to do, I thought that we were better than the opponent last game. But at the end of the day, if you're not taking care of the entire game, then it might bite you, and it did for us. So. That's a little bit different than maybe a few games ago where I thought we were just outdone. We weren't ready to play that type of game. And so you're right, there's been situations where we're trying to get it to a different level. And that's more about us, I think, than the opponent. We're always prepared for the opponent and, you know, what we need to do. And, you know, the Sharks play hard. They compete hard. They're young. They've got skill. They've got talent. And they've won some games. And we've got to be ready to play, but for me, I think the focus is a little bit more about us and what we want to do and how we want to play.
It's the Sharks and the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden. We're on the air in time for your drive home today, a 3:30 broadcast time. Jason Demers is with me with the call, and you can expect an exciting broadcast right here on the Sharks Audio Network. Until then, I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.